You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, hour number two for you here on the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. How you doing? Thanks for letting me be part of your morning here. All right, this is fascinating. In a few moments, I'm going to tell you what portion of the income taxes in this country were paid by the top 40% income earners. And I guarantee you, it's more than you think. It's more than I thought. It's more than I thought possible. But I'll have that number for you in about 15 minutes or so. Right now, right in front of us, do you think that we have some of the best drivers in America or the worst drivers in America here in Washington State? Because carinsurancecomparison.com, an auto insurance website, actually took the time to put together a list. The best and worst states. The worst drivers in America, according to carinsurancecomparison.com, are in Louisiana. The site looked at five key statistics over the 2011-2012, broke them down into ratios per 100 million miles driven. Here are the five things they looked at. Deaths, citations for traffic signal and seatbelt violations. I don't know what seatbelts have to do with driving itself, but that's another story. Drunk driving arrests, citations for careless driving, and traffic tickets. So looking at those five citations, or those five key statistics, deaths, traffic signal citations and seatbelt violations, drunk driving, careless driving, and moving violations, other moving violations. They say the worst drivers are all in the South. Louisiana, South Carolina, Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama. Florida's number six. It's in the South, too. So all six top states. Now, keeping in mind here that almost all of the states at the bottom are large and rural, with longer distances to drive between major population centers, and many of the safest states are smaller in size. What are the safest states in America? Number one, Vermont. That's true. I don't think anyone got a speeding ticket in Vermont last year. I think everyone just gets in their car and drives about 33 miles an hour, regardless of what the speed limit is.
Wow, I've never been to Vermont, but
everyone is very mellow.
No one's in a hurry, is what you're saying.
No one's in a hurry. What for? You're in Vermont.
I'd be in a
hurry. What are you rushing to?
I'd be in a hurry to get out of the state if I was there. Then again, I might be leaving on an airplane and not a car.
Number two, Utah. Number three, best drivers in America, New Hampshire. Number four, Minnesota. Number five, Oregon. Number six, the state of Maine. Number seven, Connecticut. Number eight, District of Columbia. Most people are on the bus or taking the subway there. Number nine, Iowa. And number 10, Massachusetts. So where does Washington rank? I should ask you, how do you rank Washington drivers, especially if you have lived in other states? How would you rank drivers here in Washington State? Let me know here. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. I have a list in my hands. The best and worst drivers. Believe it or not, Washington ranks pretty close to the top. Let's see, 11, 12. We rank 13th. 13th best drivers in America? Really, Washington? For people who still have trouble dealing with driving in the rain? That one surprises. What's interesting is how much further down, you know, Washington and Idaho are close to each other. Idaho's 15, we're 13. But Oregon's way up in fifth place. So how would you rank Washington State when it comes to driving? This national survey ranks us 13th from the best, 13th best. Says all the worst drivers are in the South, where, you know, in their defense, you know, you've got large rural states, and most people drive, not as much public transit, so there's much more opportunity for accidents and driving infractions and the like. But let's get to your phone calls here. If you're from another state and you live in Washington, how do you rank Washington State drivers? Mark, good to have you here on the John Carlson Show. How are you, sir?
And good morning, John. I don't think I still have my accent anymore, but I am from Massachusetts, and I was, like, smiling when you said all of them surround Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. And I'm going to tend to agree with that 13th. I've been living in Washington now for 25 years. I'm the only one in my family here. They're all in Massachusetts. But the only pitfall or bad thing I find about here, it's not rudeness or anything. It's lack of experience. Even in the rain or the snow, it's the people that, if it's raining out, they drive 30 on the freeway because they're in panic mode, or the people that put studs on their tires when they got one little dusting of snow, and all that's on the news is you have to watch hours of news showing a couple of flakes on somebody's car, and the people go into panic, and they have car accidents and say, I've never driven in the snow.
No, that I've seen, and it drives me nuts, and I've lived here virtually my entire life, and that is the same now as it was in the 60s.
Yes, I don't have any complaints. I made a choice to live out here, John, and I very much enjoy it, so I support where I live at. It's just that's what I've seen, and I don't think, you know, in Massachusetts and stuff, they got just as much rude, arrogant people as they got out here on a bad day. I think the driving... People can be mean and mean-spirited in any state.
Sure.
It's just those are the little pet peeves that you see out here quite a bit. Oh, let's not forget, how about that monster pickup truck that's riding your tail or speeding down 167 when it's snowing out, and then you see them a mile later in the median?
Yes.
Yes. A lot of those trucks out here.
A lot of them out here. All right. Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it. Once again, this new national survey just out reports that the best drivers in America are in Vermont. The worst drivers in America are in Louisiana. The state of Washington ranks 13th from the top. So 13th best drivers, according to the survey, which kind of surprises me. If you are from another state and you're living here now, how do you think Washington State compares based on what you've grown up, what you've lived with, what you experience? Let's go to Bellevue, talk to Joshua. Nice to have you on the John Carlson Show this morning, Joshua.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me.
So you're from where, and how does it compare with Washington?
So I'm from Florida initially. I've lived in Kentucky, Michigan, Indiana, and Washington as well.
Okay.
But I would definitely rank Washington as somewhere closer towards 48 or 49 and not 13. Maybe we're getting averaged out with Eastern Washington if they're a little more chill out there. I'm not sure. But I think for the most part, at least in the Seattle area, we have a pretty good reputation of being aggressive drivers. Florida's a lot more, everybody's just half asleep because maybe it's the vacation thing or something. But I would definitely say we're a little closer to 48 or 49 as far as my experience in the last 10 years here. So.
Yeah, and speaking of the last 10 years, I thank you for your call. I've noticed that there is more rudeness, more aggressive driving, and I think one of the reasons for it, quite frankly, is congestion. When when traffic's moving and someone wants to get in, yeah, you're fine. Even if they should have gotten in earlier and merged lanes, you cut them a break. But when traffic is backed up, you tend to see someone who should have moved into your lane long ago is trying to cut the line. And so you're less forgiving. And so as I see it, Washington drivers are mediocre and getting worse because they're getting less patient. But that's just me. I mean, over time, it seems that Washington State drivers are getting worse because they're getting more aggressive and less patient. Let's go way up to Arlington. Hear what Todd has to say. Good to have you on John Carlson's radio show this morning here, Todd. Hi.
The one problem I see with that survey is the one criteria, the death item, that's the only item that does not require the pre-action of law enforcement. The rest of those items are the number of citations issued. An argument could be made that those states have better cops. They issue more tickets. They're more on the ball, where other states simply let more things fly. You'd have to go, in order to be accurate, I would think you'd have to look at the actual number of accidents, the actual number of incidences that happen before the cop gets there, where he just, there's no judgment involved.
I think that's a very fair point to use. Again, the survey itself comes from an auto insurance organization, and it's called carinsurancecomparison.com. They took all their data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the data they used, the stats they looked at, were deaths on the highway, citations for traffic signal and seatbelt violations, and I'm not sure what seatbelts have to do with good driving. They protect you if you're in a wreck, but I don't know that they make you a better driver. Citations for drunk driving, citations for reckless driving, and other traffic tickets. So
you could be said that those states are simply more aggressive in issuing seatbelt tickets. Drunk driving control.
Or it could even be more. It could even mean more speed traps.
Yes. I don't know how you could actually relate that to the actual drivers themselves who are driving like idiots, which I see all day long.
Not getting tickets. What's your experience with Washington drivers? How would you rate Washington drivers?
Well, for the most part, I don't have a major problem with what I see. I drive a lot on the road, but I don't have a lot of experience outside other states. So I really can't contest to that, but I've had a lot of people that I've worked with that from other states, and they basically call us a bunch of idiots.
There you go. Okay. Well, listen, we got a lot of other people who want to weigh in on this. Again, this survey just out. The best drivers in America are in Vermont. The worst drivers are in Louisiana. Washington State drivers ranked 13th from the best. 13th best drivers in the country, which kind of surprises me. It's 18 minutes after 6 in the morning. Good morning, everybody.
Free speech spoken here. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
23 minutes after 6 o'clock. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Brand new survey just out. It's published by Car Insurance Comparison of America. They are an auto insurance organization. They are saying that the best drivers in the country, if you want to divide it up by state, are in Vermont, where no one ever speeds, and the worst drivers in America are in Louisiana. In fact, they say the worst drivers are in the South, period. Top six states, or bottom six states would be the better way to put it, are all in the South. The top five are all over the place, but kind of have mellow reputations. Vermont, Utah, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Oregon, Maine and Connecticut in there too. Washington State ranks 13th from the top, which surprises me because I don't think Washington State drivers are that good, especially when it rains or snows. Let's get to your phone calls. Brandon from Puyallup, how are you, sir?
Hi, John. I'm one of the second best drivers in the whole country.
Okay, that means you're from Utah. All right.
Yes, sir. I've also lived in Texas and Florida, Colorado. But I would submit that one of your previous callers was talking about, you know, police intervention and things like that as far as that affects the statistics. But I think that it's important that from an insurance perspective, most, you know, to good drivers versus bad drivers can actually be more, I think, appropriately labeled defensive drivers versus aggressive drivers, especially based on the, you know, the criteria that they're looking at, citations issued, aggressive driving, drunk driving, and things of that nature. And then the seatbelts, and
All right.
Your point about the seatbelts, the seatbelt contributes to that. That's what that's one of the characteristics of, according to NHTSA, one of the characteristics of a, quote, defensive driver. So that's how that plays in. And so another thing that's interesting is that a lot of this, there's still a handful of states in the country where not wearing your seatbelt is not a primary offense, meaning that you can't be pulled over for not wearing your seatbelt.
Right.
The states where, and it's also interesting, the states that are ranking the highest, Utah kind of being an outlier there, actually. All those eastern states, that's where all that began, where the primary violations of seatbelts began, was on the East Coast. But, also interesting to note, California was the first on the West Coast to adopt such legislation. Utah was right behind them, and Washington and Oregon not too far behind that. But I do have a problem with your assertion that the worst drivers being these, you know, large rural states. Texas, I think, doesn't really fit that description. Some of the biggest cities in the country.
I said the worst drivers according to this survey, and I think you're doing a good job of showing some of the shortcomings of the survey. Are all in the South. And that, quote, almost all the states at the bottom of the rankings are large and rural, many with little public transit and long distances between major population centers, while many of the safest states are smaller in size.
I would say that Utah by that standard.
So where do you think Washington belongs, Brandon?
I'd say that's about right. As far as courteous drivers goes, I think that Washington is up there, but you know, again, a lot of it has to do with.
Okay.
Actually, it does have to do with police intervention.
All right, I appreciate it. Let's run out here to Drew in Bellevue. Hear what he has to say, Drew. What do you think?
Well, I was just calling the caller screener that one of my friends is local, works for a local municipality as a traffic enforcement officer, and he tells a story about how. We were ranked fourth in the nation for worst congestion for traffic, and that when they were doing, he went to a party when he first came out here from Massachusetts, and he was talking to one of the people that was on the development board for the transportation under, that then was our former Governor Locke, and he was talking about how they had an internal slogan that was, well, if we don't build it, they won't come. So instead of, he couldn't understand coming from Massachusetts how, you know, why didn't we build our infrastructure better than we have, and now we have the results of not increasing our infrastructure to meet the needs, and now we have to, it's a lot harder to go back and restructure the infrastructure to meet the needs afterwards than to build it the first time you lay it out. And his point was to a lot of his students is that, you know, we have all these areas, outlying areas, that would, in southern states that you described, have five-lane highways going to them, and we didn't build those accordingly. So it's so difficult to get around, and it amazes me that we're so high on that scale and so low on our infrastructure to support the drivers we have.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. That we deliberately began choking the expansion of roads and highways. Even while they were raising the gas tax, they were diverting road money for other, quote, transportation purposes. Kevin Woodinville, hello, how are you?
Good, good. And yourself?
I'm doing okay this morning. All right, so you've driven on the East Coast. You've driven here in Washington. Who drives better?
Honestly, I've lived in Boston. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Houston. I've lived in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Those are the main cities I've lived in. I've been in Seattle for 14 years. 14 years ago, I would say, yes, Seattle drivers were very courteous. Everybody gave their signal. They would let people merge, et cetera, et cetera. Nowadays, I probably rank Seattle as third or fourth worst when it comes to driving because people are so rude. They are so disrespectful. I mean, I don't know if you personally have noticed, but if you see a car going to a four-way stop sign, nobody even gives a signal to let you know whether they're taking a left or a right at a four-way stop sign.
Yeah, no, I definitely have noticed a decline in courtesy, not just among motorists, but quite frankly, among pedestrians, at least in downtown Seattle. The suburbs, people seem friendly. Downtown Seattle, people much more on their guard.
Only on Talk Radio 570 KVI, Michael Savage, weeknights, 9 to midnight.
All right, here we are, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Bringing up this topic just a day after that terrible accident near the Mounts Road interchange off I-5 near Fort Lewis, DuPont area. Terrible fatality here. A trooper said the accident was caused yesterday morning when a pickup that was towing a U-Haul trailer veered from the northbound lanes of the freeway and crossed the median into the southbound lanes, smashed into an oncoming box truck. The box truck flipped, spun out in the roadway, was hit by a southbound semi. The box truck and the semi both burst into flames. The people in the box truck were managed to crawl out of their truck. They got out. The semi driver did not. He was killed in the crash. And both vehicles were there burning for some time after the collision. The driver of the pickup truck sustained serious injuries. And I believe a Fort Lewis soldier helped stabilize the driver's injuries. The driver did not appear to be be impaired, and it's still not clear why he crossed the median. So, on the heels of that, out comes this survey on the best and worst drivers in America. And according to carinsurancecomparison.com, an auto insurance website, the best drivers in America are in kind of sedate states like Vermont, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, Oregon gets up there in the top five. The worst drivers are Louisiana, South Carolina, Mississippi, Texas, Alabama. It's like everyone's in a stock car mode there. But they look at the following five stats. Deaths, tickets, citations for drunk driving, and careless driving. And that's how they decide who's got safe drivers, who's got dangerous drivers. And Washington State comes out 13th best. So you've got Vermont, Utah, New Hampshire, and then we come out 13th. Let's go to Bill from Boeing Field. Last call on this. Good to have you here. Bill, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, like your screener said, this comment I'm going to make is probably a little bit on the morbid side, but it has a lot of basis in reality. And I drive a semi 100,000 miles a year on I-5 from here to the middle of Oregon from the Canadian border. So I see a lot of drivers and a lot of idiots are out there, and I'm surprised, like you, that they can drive. But anyway, what I was going to say, a lot of the safety equipment that they have in these cars I think bad drivers breed bad drivers. And in the old days, like back in the 70s and the 60s, a lot of them bad drivers eliminated themselves. They were gone. Now these cars got little, they're built like little pods in a hydrofoil race boat or something like that, that keep these people alive, and they go ahead and, well, I skated that one, let's go to the next one, you know, and their kids are sitting in the car with them, and they're watching and witnessing all this stupid driving. And it's like I say, it's a morbid way of looking, and I have a pristine driving record. Nothing is on my record as DWI or nothing. And the vehicle that I drive, you know, weighs over 100,000 pounds, and it's very volatile, hazmat vehicle, and these people are driving around me like complete idiots. It'd be like me driving around a locomotive like a complete idiot. But these people seem like they can do anything they want to, dive in front of me, hit the brakes, and whatever else.
So how long you been driving? How long you been driving, Bill?
I've been driving about 20 years.
Are drivers getting better or worse?
I think they're worse, and especially the major cities like Bellingham and Seattle. You know, well, actually, Seattle involves Marysville all the way to Olympia. But, yeah, it's horrible.
How come?
Especially, how come? I don't know. I think they think they're invincible. Because, if you see a hazmat truck out on the road, just because he gets in a wreck and you speed off in front of him, it doesn't mean you're going to get away from it. The truck I drive in the right conditions can clear one square mile. So you're not going to get away from the accident, even if you cause it.
Sure. Sure. No, I hear where you're coming from. Hey, thanks very much for joining me. And no, it's an interesting way of looking at it, that maybe the fact that people are so protected now, where they used to get injured, now they just walk away. Where they used to get seriously injured, they just get moderately injured. Where they used to have died, they now just get badly injured. And that kind of shields them from coming to terms with just how lousy their driving is.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you wonder, based on insurance, that you get into enough accidents, you'll get dropped by your insurance, it'll become too expensive to obtain insurance, you won't be able to afford it, you won't drive. So does that mean people that are bad drivers get in accidents that survive because of the safety features built into a car, just get behind the wheel of another car and drive without insurance? Or do they actually stop driving when they can't afford the insurance? How does it play out in the real world?
Yeah.
It really makes you wonder.